Welcome back to Public Address Radio on Radio Live. Remix albums can be an odd beast. Take all the great songs on a successful album, ship them off to musicians around the world, and then compile their unrecognisable reimaginings onto an album which bears no resemblance to what made the original worth remixing in the first place. Fortunately, that's not what happened to Soul of Roses remix project for the Get It Together album. It retains all the musicality of the original, but with a fresh twist, and Soul of Roses' Andrew Spraggan joins us now. Well, Andrew, I think I probably interviewed you about 10 or 11 years ago, when your music was decidedly more bleepy than it is now, and sort of electronic-y, wasn't it? And now you've got an album of remixes out. I feel like you've all grown up.
Yeah, kind of.
Somewhere along the lines, you got the funk, didn't you? You brought the funk. Do you think that really hit?
I don't know, really. I think it was always there, but probably was a little bit sort of dark around the Haunted Outtakes period, and I was my head was into other sort of musical genres at the time.
Yeah.
And then I kind of really just sort of started digging on all things funky, I guess, when around sort of Moves On period.
Because I hadn't seen you performing for a few years, and then suddenly one day I went to one of those, I think it was the New Zealand Music Showcase.
Yeah.
As part of New Zealand Music Month, and seeing it there, and I was just like, wow, what happened here? There was horns, and there was beautiful female vocals, and there was some great stuff, you know. Is that a lot more fun, performing in a massive band environment like that?
Yeah, it's definitely more fun than performing it by yourself on stage, alone. I'd been playing since the first EP. I think I started doing live shows, but it was just me, and it got to be too much of a lonely experience, really.
Yeah.
Especially doing festival shows and things like that, and standing up there by yourself, it was just
going back to your trailer by yourself.
It was all wrong. So started pulling in players, really, but then it took us a long time for the band to get good, wasn't it? It's not that the players weren't good, it just takes a long time to hone things and figure out what you're doing.
What was it that you set out to do with this remix album from the album?
I just wanted to, I always wanted to do a remix album, but there was a point where the market was saturated years ago and everyone was doing a remix album, and I was like, okay, so I can't do a remix album, I'll put that off for a few years. And I just kind of felt the time was right, really, that not every man and his dog is putting out a remix album these days. Of course Lady Gaga is, and people still do, but I wanted to put a remix album out that would a sort of be something that a Soul of Roses fan could put on and listen to from start to finish without being some sort of schizophrenic experience.
Because there's some missing things in there, like if you were doing it to cash in on current fashions, there'd be a bit of dubstep, perhaps.
Yeah, no, I can't stand dubstep. Yeah.
Good man.
I didn't want to put any in there.
It is a fairly straight up, in lots of ways, remix album, in that you listen to the songs, you can hear the songs in their original sense in there, because often you get a remix album and they've taken the hi-hat, they've sampled that, and that's just gone for 10 minutes with some other song they wanted to play.
Yeah, I mean, there are tracks on there where they've just used the vocal and they haven't used anything else, but and then there's tracks like the Get It Together remix, which is kind of almost like the original track with a hi-hat and a few other bits and pieces thrown in. There is quite a lot of intricacies in there if you listen to that track in particular.
As an artist, what's it like having built these songs, little babies, and then you send them out to strangers who take them apart and do funny things to them and send them
back
to you? What's it like when you listen to your song as reimagined?
It's quite interesting.
Is it flattering?
It's flattering that they wanted to remix. So many different people wanted to remix in the first place.
And some big names too. You've got DJ Vadim, Next Men on there, for example.
Don't think that they came free.
Yeah, okay.
We paid some of those guys, they're professional musicians and stuff.
But also, surely they're not overly short of offers at the same time, maybe.
No. I mean, they don't remix anything they don't like, so. And I say you're what? When most of these cats blow their life like slut, I got most of what I got
from not having a lot, and gave most of what I got for a solitary shot. Is there a worry that you get something back and you go, this isn't what I wanted at all? Did that happen? I mean, what sort of, you know, if you
yeah, of course, it's
a gamble
it's
when
a
you're paying someone?
It's a terrifying worry, yeah, that you're going to have to turn around to someone that you really like and go,
not your best work, son.
What were you thinking?
Do you have to? I mean, what are the rules? How does it work? Like, you say, Next Men, yes, we're going to remix one of your tracks. You say, cool, we'll give you this much money, but we also want to approve it before we pay you. Is that how it works?
No,
you,
not with those guys. No,
no.
They're like, okay, we'll do the remix, and this is what it costs, and
you get what you're given. Because you know, I mean, do you think sometimes people just phone it in though?
They, you pay 50% up front, and they 50% on. Yeah. You know,
these big guys, you imagine they might just phone it in. They go, "Cool, we got one. Oh, we'll knock that one out. We'll give that one an extra bass drum charge. There we go. Here's the money."
I mean, look, if it were, if the Next Men had provided something that was really that bad, then we probably would have been left with like their 50% that we paid them up front, and then sort of.
Yeah,
and then go, oh, okay. Well, look, we're not paying you because it's rubbish.
Fortunately, it didn't happen. And no. Fortunately, it didn't happen. And the album is great. So look, I just want to say thank you for coming. Are you going to be touring the new album, or just keep on?
We're sort of focusing on Australia at the moment. That's next, releasing the album there in September. Get It Together, that is.
Yep.
And touring, we've got some festival shows November, December over there. And we're going to do a tour around that. And then next year, we're just in negotiations with a German label. And we'll be releasing in spring in UK, Europe, and possibly Japan, the States, and then touring over there. So that's what we're doing at the moment, and working on new material.
Well, you've gone from bleepy music by yourself to funk, and I imagine next year when I talk to you, it'll be all dubstep. So thank you very much for your time.
Thanks, Andrew. Yeah.
It's Andrew Spraggan from Solarosa, and that's all we've got time for on the show. If there's something you've missed or you'd like to hear again, pop along to our podcast, publicaddress.net/radio. I've been Damien Christie.
And I've been Simon Pound. Thanks, New Zealand On Air.